So we're going to get the video feed started on Hake. Oh, indeed. Hake has just started. I have some co-hosts with me today, guys. Let me just make sure that the stream is going and you can hear me and everything. Joel Friday TV is with me, co-hosting with me, right? Right? You can go ahead and unmute Joel and Krishan now, because we're going to have a busy show today. We are taking your calls. We will be taking your calls, guys. Oh, my stack just reset. Okay, we're back. I wanted to talk about testosterone. Is it linked to the violence that we see from certain communities? Or one community in particular. And also the State of the Union. Krishan the Don, I believe, took one for the team. And will review the State of the Union address briefly for us. Since some of you guys might be interested in that. I'm not really. Although there were some amusing parts. And Joel Friday TV is here. Hey, Joel.
Hey.
We're going to talk. I want to ask Joel a little bit about a story that he told about this immodestly dressed neighbor gal on his route. Route or route? How do you call it?
I say route.
Okay, on his route. Who changed her route. She got embarrassed because he ignored her, but just kept it friendly and arm's length. And so I want to talk to him about that. And Krishan, what's up? What's up?
What's good, fellas? How you doing, Hake?
Hey.
How's it going, my friend? Joel, my friend. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Krishan, man. All is well.
I thought it would be a nice reunion to have Krishan the Don and Joel Friday TV here.
Yeah.
Joel Friday here.
I'm trying to look at the camera a little bit more.
Today. Appreciate that. You saw how weird it looked?
It did, but I realized I have to reconfigure my studio a little bit.
No worries, man.
Other things, but yeah, I got you.
Krishan the Don appeared with Joel and Hake when Joel co-hosted back when Joel and Hake were kind of, sort of supporting Kanye West several months ago or a year, maybe 2 years ago, who knows when it was, when Kanye West was big in the news over certain things. But Krishan's been on my show. Krishan the Don of Misfit Nation has been on my show a number of times. You guys all should know Joel Friday TV. He's live Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. now, 11 to 12, right after Hake. And by the way, quick announcement, guys. I'm going to have an appearance. It's not yet up on thehakereport.com/appearances, but I'm going to be on Jake Hudson's show. Jake Hudson is a supporter of the JLP Network. And I'm going to appear on his YouTube. He's also on DLive and Rumble and Kick and stuff just like Hake. And maybe even Twitter. Hey! Sweet. So we will take your calls, though, guys. I'm going to try to fit all of this stuff in. So anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show! Hope you're enjoying the AJ Gallardo original theme song. I will try to look out for your super chats as well if the lines get filled up. And let's have some fun.
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la.
So, how you guys doing? I'm fine. I'm wearing my The Great White Hope t-shirt, which is a JLP original t-shirt on the Jason Lee Peterson Show. So, you can get yours by going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores and looking on the JLP Society 6 page. Okay? Society 6 page. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Oops, trying to paste it into the chat. So guys, first I want to ask Krishan the Don, this is the news of the day, I guess. The news of last night, early this morning. Krishan the Don, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired and worn out after listening to Joe Biden speak for, or try to speak for, what, 45 minutes? He did horribly. He got heckled the whole time, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I hate to give the generic, it was just a speech full of lies, but really that's all it was. He lied about his economy. He lied. He literally said that America's economy is the envy of the world. Now, he's talking about maybe the third world.
Right.
Yeah, sure. You know, but like I hear nothing but criticisms about America's economy from everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So, and you know, I just don't know where what he's talking about. He said America is safe right now. I mean, our crime is going crazy. I mean, the thing is that I realize is a lot of it is just based on them skewing numbers. Like, for instance, the America being safe, he points at like, oh, well, there's a dramatic decrease in murders and violent crimes. And it's like, yeah, but then we remember there's like certain states that are refusing to give up numbers. New York, I believe, New York City or something was refusing to give their numbers.
Oh, wow. So, and yeah, you know what? All these politicians like to cook the books on their crime. They don't really tell the whole story. They kind of downplay it to make themselves look better.
Right, right. It's almost like how we were talking about the First Step Act and how it might be failing. And they don't tell us the numbers, and then they'll wait till the numbers get way like so astronomical that it's like we don't even get that it's a problem. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of it was blaming Trump for problems that he created. I noticed that a lot.
Blaming Trump for problems that Biden created?
That Biden and the left wing created. Yeah. Like, for instance, the border crisis.
Right.
And then he tried to claim that, you know.
Well, in fairness, the rhinos definitely contributed to the border crisis too, because they haven't done anything for decades either.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
yeah.
Trump did the most about the border, or tried to.
Well, I saw an interesting stat about the border wall, and the figures are supposedly this: $20 billion would be all it would cost to build the border wall. Meanwhile, we pay $150 billion a year to help illegal immigrants and, you know, to help them. I don't know. I don't want to say assimilate, because they don't assimilate.
Yeah.
Now, but we, for, you know, welfare, and now we're paying what they're going to pay $5,000 per immigrant.
Wow.
I forget where exactly, but yeah, basically you did a good thing by not watching it, because it was just really a waste of time. It wasn't entertaining even.
Yeah,
it makes you miss Trump. Makes you realize, even just from a talking perspective.
Interesting. I used to think that Biden was somewhat entertaining, because, you know, he's a little bit of an old man, an old school guy, and he'll slip and speak his mind a little bit, and that's kind of fun. And he fakes like he's emotional and compassionate, which is somewhat amusing. But this was not the case here.
No, because the lies were just like, just so, so, so big that I just couldn't even laugh at the nonsense. I wasn't getting mad or anything. It was just more funny to me in that sense. Like, ironic that the things he was complaining about were things that, like, for instance, he's going on this whole America First thing now.
What's that, Joel?
Inflation, too, was one of the ones he brought up. He said, inflation is going down so much now thanks to the Biden administration.
Oh, Lord.
That was the whole thing, too.
Prices are kind of crazy.
He's saying he's creating jobs. Meanwhile, there were jobs that came back from the pandemic that he's claiming that he created. It's like such nonsense. Really, the thing that annoys me is more the clapping seals that are in the audience, the Congress, half of Congress that, you know, they just back up the lies. That's the people that really annoy me. But I won't spend too much time on.
And the ladies, the so-called conservative ladies, even the queen, I call her the Queen Marjorie Greene, they're also clapping seals just against him. They're not doing anything. They're just being obnoxious and phony and emotional.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I say, Hake, all the time that women need to be removed from politics.
Yeah.
I don't understand the State of the Union. Maybe you guys can help me. I don't quite understand it, because I feel like I watched a little bit of it yesterday, and I feel like they just go on there and just talk. But nobody knows, like they'll say, I guess they say what they've done in the past 4 years and what they plan to do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it true.
I know.
That doesn't make it factual. It's just a bunch of speeches.
Yeah.
And then there's no depth. At least the one I watched with Biden yesterday, there's no depth. It just sounds like a speech that he wrote. So I don't understand the importance of these things.
I don't really see them as important either. It's just a chance for the two sides to hate each other.
Oh.
And it's been a tradition to give the State of the Union address since, I don't know which president, maybe Washington, or maybe somebody more recent. But yeah, they're supposed to say the State of the Union is strong at the end of the speech. But the Union is not strong. We're very divided. We're very weak in every sense of the word.
And it's not informative. It's not informative at all either, because they could just say anything.
And
that doesn't mean anything.
I know. They have these buzzwords for this legislation, the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
And prices went up. You know? So it's
the way I see it is all presidents more or less give the same State of the Union speech. It's just which one is lying more and which one is telling the truth more about it. Because Trump was doing the same thing, but then he had stats and figures to back up what he was saying. You get what I'm saying? It's just who's lying, who's not. That's kind of what it comes down to. And it's funny, we always talk about it. It's just good versus evil at the end of the day.
A couple of things from Trump's State of the Unions that I remembered, though, he had these big ideas. I don't remember if Space Force was one of his big ideas, but that he introduced at State of the Union, or curing cancer or something like that. I'm like, okay, cool. There's a lot of these billionaires with big ideas.
Joe Biden vows that he's going to end cancer.
Oh, with the vaccines. Trump's vaccines help end cancer. There were some people who were mad about that.
Either that or they do the complete opposite, but go ahead.
One thing Trump did, though, at his State of the Union was he showed respect to the parents of that Otto Warmbier guy who died from stealing a poster allegedly in North Korea. He came back all sickly, and I was like, this idiot. I had no compassion for him, right? And then Trump showed respect to the parents. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, oh, right on, man. And he also brought up those people who've been, I think, the parents of people killed by illegal alien driving under the influence people, or, you know, people who've been killed by illegal aliens who don't belong in the country. So he's talking about stuff that matters, or that's sort of trying to bring unity to Americans.
Yeah.
Whereas Biden's a divider.
Yeah, I know that. I noticed that Biden, when I watched it too, he talked about how he wanted to bring the price of insulin down from $400 to $35.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what you guys thought about it, because to me, I wonder if that almost because I find that in a lot of times, it's like incentivizing certain things to be okay.
Right.
Like if it's cheap, it's like, well, then it's not so bad to have diabetes.
Right.
But if it's expensive, you think twice about it. Like maybe I shouldn't, maybe having, you know what I mean?
Diabetes is going out of control because everybody's having too much sugar or something.
A bunch of fatties.
Yeah. And you're right about that. He wants that diabetic voting block, says Sean, and it's a growing block too. I agree with you, man. Yeah.
It was actually a really crazy part of it, too, where he basically directly threatened the Supreme Court right to their face, where he was basically talking about reproductive rights, which means basically the right to kill your baby.
Yeah.
So he's basically going on how they reverse
everything that's not health, huh? He's for everything that's not health, but calls it health. Diabetes.
Just call it health, and then we can sell it to the public.
People getting fatter.
Basically, he goes, because I guess the Supreme Court said, even though we're reversing Roe versus Wade, this doesn't mean women don't have political power or whatever. You know, they had some kind of quote in there.
Yeah.
And he basically quoted that to them and then said, you're going to see very soon just how much political power women really have. Basically, it felt like a threat. And then you have to also understand production, the camera angles and everything they go to, that's all done on purpose. You guys know this, where we do shows. Nothing that you see is not something we don't want you to see. And as soon as he did that, they go right to a shot of the Supreme Court all sitting there, almost like they're being admonished. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just felt really weird and ominous, in my opinion, where it felt like stoking the flames and getting women angry so that they fight against, and they show up to Supreme Court justices' houses again and all that.
Oh,
like, they
yeah.
didn't stop.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a lot of that. It was a lot of stoking the flames and getting people amped up for the election coming up, because they know they don't have like real ideas to sell to us or any solutions. So they have to give us a bunch of nonsense. They have to connect with us on different levels.
I think this government meddling stuff is part of the problem. It has Absolutely. Increased out of wedlock births. It has increased killing the babies in the womb. It has increased sex out of wedlock and all that stuff. It's increased people being fat and relying on doctors for stuff that they should be relying on themselves for, being healthy. And it's increased the costs and the prices of drugs and medication and so-called health care, so that they can swoop in and pretend like they're going to lower prices again by subsidizing it, which only increases the cost in other ways. So it's a big mess.
I also think it's also like a mental thing where they just want you to just be reliant even mentally on medical doctors and therapists. I know a lot of people who, as soon as they get into like a little conflict at work or in their life, they're like, I have to talk to my therapist.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, relax. Like, just think about what's going on and work your way through it.
That's
like,
so true.
And they don't even know That's how to think part. Without their therapist now. And it's like sad.
I was watching American Anchor Baby over the recent months, and he's covered this TikTok gal who's like in her 20s, and she exposed her father as having left the family to be a breakdancer.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
And he's like, he's still a breakdancer, I think.
Yeah, he's like 60 years old or something like that. And he's breakdancing.
He hasn't been back home since.
But she said, this man, she's showing viral clips of him breakdancing. This man wouldn't pay my medical bills, but he paid through the nose for medical insurance and millions of dollars to his wife, the mother who turned the children against him, especially this girl. But the medical bills that she was talking about, according to the father, are therapy after a breakup. She broke up with a boy, with a young man. And she wanted therapy, and he's like, I'm not going to pay for therapy for this liberal, because he knows about this woke stuff. He's a boomer. And he's like, for this liberal person to turn my daughter even further against her father.
Yeah, and she's a grown woman.
Right.
She's not like a little girl. Like, she's a grown woman.
I know, this guy's so spoiled.
Right, right.
And he admitted to spoiling her.
Let me just throw this out though, because I did pay attention a little bit to that story, and I did notice when the father made a response video.
Yeah,
he started explaining all the things he was doing as a father. But to be honest, everything he explained was all monetary.
Right,
it was like money. It was never like I sat down
spiritual.
And
taught.
Right.
Yeah, leadership. Yeah. I guided my daughter through this problem, and I did this. I was there for her for this. Whatever. It was all money. So I do feel like there was an element to him being, you know. He wasn't a deadbeat because he was paying the bills, but
he was also
there. Deadbeat mentally.
He was right. He was there physically, but not spiritually. I think he was
right.
Even his voice was all high pitched and beta. He sounded like he was giving a cheerful 30-second conversation commercial for 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm sick of your voice, man. Speak like a man.
It's not like a woman explaining why she's a good mother.
He would take her to like water parks, beaches, and record it. He had like recordings of them on vacations and things.
Yeah.
And he did tell one thing where she's like, I hate exercising. Well, he's just make a practice every day. Go to the gym. Even if you get to the parking lot and you decide to go home, that's fine. At least just go to the gym. And then now she has like washboard abs, according to him. He's guided her a little bit, but spiritually, he's just one of those guys who knows that liberalism is a problem and these schools are brainwashing the kids, but I think you're right, he's still a beta. He's not guiding. He did not know how to guide her.
There's an aspect of, like, that I understand that she's mad that he wasn't there spiritually or whatever, because obviously she has this anger, she's yearning for him.
Right.
Regardless
and she seems
she
like
believes.
She likes
well,
him.
Well, what she need... Yeah. would she need therapy if she had her father's guidance?
Well, that's a, right. So I can understand. So. I can understand why, like, she feels that way. But at the same time, how ungrateful is she that he was still providing whatever money or whatever the case is to pay for certain things?
Right.
And yet goes online and bashes him. It's like, where's the respect? You know, half the things that I own are probably from you, father.
I know. Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
Because when you give it free, you don't appreciate it.
Right.
When you're giving it to it free, she's so spoiled.
Right.
It was definitely one of those stories that I just couldn't take a side in. And then also just the surface level of you're both airing your dirty family laundry on the internet for everybody to see. And you're both influencers, which is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wanted to. He was pushing Bitcoin. He's like, Bitcoin is freedom.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, I'd rather not talk about how liberalism is destroying our children.
But I think we also have to realize there's a lot of people who know that there is an avenue for like people to sell to just by saying things like that. I think
good point.
A lot of people do trick us in grifting is basically what it is.
Yeah. True. It's that's so true, man.
It's an easy one. It's a very easy one.
Yeah. I honestly think those two actually really like each other, but it's just that they're making they're being unwise in how they're going about this, and they may end up hating each other. Hopefully not, but we'll see. But
that's a good point. Sound like there's a stubbornness.
Outside looking in, all of it seems so harmless. But they're overreacting to other people talking about it.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
It's kind of unfortunate that the father though doesn't like break through the barrier of this like weird tension that they have and just be like, you know what, I'm sorry, type of thing.
Uh-huh.
That's still unfortunate, even though like she's an ungrateful, spoiled brat.
Right.
But at the same time, it's because of him too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and the mother. But it's like, you know, at the end of the day, he should be like, you know what, we don't need to be going on this TikTok rant against each other.
Her attitude is not the most spoiled, but she is so taken care of and taking a whole lot of stuff for granted.
Well, she has this like condescending type of like passive aggressive attitude that's very like cunning.
Yeah.
And she's entertaining to watch and stuff like that.
She has a whole lot of TikTok followers.
Right. But even the way she had talked about the dad was kind of like in this like spiteful kind of way. And, you know, if you push that to the edge, who knows the extent that she would go. But it's hard to, like Croissant said, it's hard to take a side because they both mess.
True. Nice.
Yeah. And you got to remember, everybody that's presenting their side are always trying to make themselves look as good as possible.
Right. Especially the ladies.
Always take that into account.
Yep.
Especially women,
So, testosterone. And then I'll get to a call. Is testosterone behind part of the, because everybody's angry, right? Blacks are encouraged to be angry more than anybody. Women, too, are encouraged to be angry. The gays are encouraged to be angry. They're encouraging everybody to be fall into their emotions. But blacks, it's been happening for a long time. I feel like there is it's like a petri dish, a breeding ground for demons to enter their minds because they're fed by their mothers. Sometimes their fathers are not around or their fathers are beta. The schools, the friends, the pastors, the social media, the mainstream media, everybody's feeding them this stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's the root that I think of as the root of their anger and out of controlness. But some people say, oh, it's IQ. And then I was thinking that it's testosterone too.
Well, the black people
because they have higher testosterone than the rest of us.
I have a theory too, but go ahead.
Testosterone feeds aggression. I mean, I think.
Well, I think black people are probably the most type of people, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, who identify with their culture the most.
Yeah,
and the culture is so corrupt, especially in the black community. They have these gang rules that go against all moral anything, and they live by that. And not only just the gang members, but just the normal neighborhood people live by those same weird codes.
Yeah.
And then they all think in the same way. They all act in the same way. They're all influenced by each other, but then they hate each other.
Yeah.
So it's like this culture thing that is, I feel like, a huge influence. Now, testosterone, I'm not too sure. I don't know too much about it.
I heard from Lin Yan Chin that even the black women have the higher testosterone than the rest of the women, other races.
What is it exactly?
Women, it's a hormone. It's mostly, men have more testosterone and women have more estrogen, but both have
both. I see.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Krishan the Don.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm not a scientist.
And when you work out, you get more testosterone.
Yeah.
When you are younger, you have more testosterone as a younger man.
Yeah.
And it feeds aggression and S-word drive.
Yeah.
And it's good to have good, solid, high amount of testosterone, but if you don't have self-control, then
yeah.
Well, to take it back to what Joel was saying, the culture thing.
Yeah,
I think the problem is that it's not. I say it all the time. Blackness is not a real culture. As far as like, if you were to ask black people to define black culture, you'll get 1,000 different answers that all kind of like contradict each other.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And then they kind of hide the thing of like, for instance, hip hop music. They only want to point at like these conscious rappers that. Or so-called positive, but it's like, yeah, but 99% of it is gangster.
False identity.
Right.
Even the so-called conscious stuff, it's kind of empty. But anyway, go ahead.
It's what they want blackness to be, as opposed to what it actually is.
Right.
I think that it's because they've unified behind something that isn't real, and that was why I was warning white people to not do the same thing, because there's no actual culture behind white or black. So what is they're proud of their culture, but what are they really proud of? It comes down to their skin color.
Right.
That's all it is. And that's such a ridiculous thing to be.
And a fairy tale about how they was kings and a fairy tale about how they was oppressed.
Right.
Because both of those things are myths.
Yeah. And it is like this idea that we got to stick together. The world is against us. And if nobody's going to look out for you, if you don't, it's this weird, like, evil thing that's been going on.
And yet they hate each other the most, too.
Yeah.
They kill each other the most, and they raise each other very badly. They don't stay together as real families. So it's a mess.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my theory. Not, I don't think it's the testosterone thing. Now, people, this is just a theory.
Because, let me briefly interrupt you.
Go ahead, please.
The reason I say that is because everybody is angry, right? But they've been given all these demons. Everybody has demons. And they've been given all these demons, and they've encouraged and celebrated these demons as good things. And then the testosterone may contribute to them being, because people's anger manifests in gay or over-sexual or effeminate or shy or fearful or vicious, violent, passive-aggressive, all kinds of different. Oh, at least I'm loyal, when you're not actually loyal. And meanwhile, everybody's turning on you. Everybody thinks that they're right and everybody else is wrong, kind of.
Right.
So I think that's one of the symptoms that's more frequently associated with them.
I think the reason why I don't say it's just testosterone is because there's a lot of men that have, you know, high testosterone levels that aren't violent. It doesn't always translate to violence and anger and all that type of stuff. It could be somebody who just likes to work out heavily, and you know.
Yeah.
So the my theory is this, right? I think it could possibly be from certain bloodlines being inbred. Now, if you
what do you mean by that? What's inbred?
Like inbreeding, where you know,
inside of too close
have
of family members?
Yes, have children with close family members.
Okay.
Now, supposedly, the reason why I kind of made that connection was the Middle East. Now, if you look up the Middle East and their inbreeding, you could probably pull up a map right now. Their inbreeding is like insane. We're talking like 80% of
America?
Some of those countries. No, the Middle East.
Okay.
And parts of Africa as well. Northern Africa. Now, the thing is that Southern Africa, there's really like not too much stats as far as a lot of things for Southern Africa.
Yeah.
Because I assume it's just a mess. Nobody's keeping track. I would say that there's some inbreeding going on in Africa, and there has been for a long time. And then there was also talks of there being inbreeding during slavery.
Oh.
Which I think is a possibility because nobody like knew whose family was whose. They were just trying to breed, you know, slaves.
Okay. So the masters were breeding the slaves and inbreeding inadvertently? Is that what you're suggesting?
I think they inadvertently inbred some of their slaves, and we might be seeing sort of some of the bloodlines from that, and that could be what's connected to the violence and the sexual deviance and all the, you know, the self-hatred and obsession with racism and skin color and stupid things. Because if you look at the Middle East, it's pretty much the same thing.
Huh.
It's just they don't have white people there to keep them in control. You get what I'm saying? Keep them in line. They try to, the Israelites, but
yeah.
See how that goes.
I don't know.
I think I'm just saying, I think there's a reason why the Middle East is so violent, and I think the fact that it's so heavily inbred, and inbreeding does cause mental deformities and learning disabilities and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think it's a possibility that that's why the Middle East is the way it is. And they're allowed to inbreed in Islam.
Yeah. Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah, that's why the Middle East is so inbred. They're allowed to inbreed.
I didn't know that
cousins.
Was happening. I knew that I had heard that had happened among many Jewish people back over the centuries. But I didn't know that was common amongst the Arab world.
It's so common that if you were a Muslim or if you were Middle Eastern and you met a woman, more than likely she's probably related to you. Like, we're talking 80th percentile in certain countries. If you can look it up right now, I'll try to find.
No, I believe
the actual numbers. But
yeah,
Northern Africa is super inbred too.
So testosterone is not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing, but it's also leads to aggression. I mean, it's associated with aggression, higher aggression.
So, but if you're the healthier you are, isn't it the more testosterone you have?
Yeah.
So then,
but there's supposed to be a limit, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you can have too high.
So I wonder if like the people who are out of control, wouldn't they have less? Like, wouldn't the blacks have less? Or you're saying their aggression is what making them have more?
I think that my casual theory, right?
Yeah.
Is that different people crop up with different issues from their sin, from their anger. And because of that higher testosterone, their anger manifests in this violence and aggression because they're very aggressive.
So I don't know if we can say the word.
It's sex?
Yeah. On the air.
The S word?
All right.
Because they're very sexual too.
But doing it a lot, does that increase your testosterone?
I think if you do it too much, it decreases it. But if you're working out a lot,
yeah,
or if you just naturally have a lot of testosterone, then you have that higher drive.
Well, that's why I'm confused why it might manifest this way through the blacks, because they seem to do everything against all that. They have a lot of sex.
They work out a lot, though, some of them.
I bet they're born with we're born with six packs.
Right, yeah.
We do like 10 push-ups and then we're fit.
Right.
But I wonder, like, I don't know, I just never... entertain the thought of testosterone. Maybe there is something in there, but
there was something else related to testosterone that I wanted to mention that I forget now. let's keep it moving though, because it's not that important, honestly. It was just an idle thought that I really thought about bringing up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronnie in Ohio is on the line here. Ronnie in Ohio, thank you for calling and holding. You're live with Krishan the Don and Hake and Joel Friday TV.
Ronnie.
Oh, you got Joel there too. How y'all doing today?
Doing well,
Ronnie.
Thank you.
What's up, Ronnie?
Not much. Yeah, I was trying to call in on Wednesday. I know y'all ran out of time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because I had Krishan the Don on Wednesday.
Yeah, and y'all started touching on the topic of racism. And I normally can't have these discussions with Jesse or with Hake because of their view that racism doesn't exist. I don't know if Krishan or Don shares those same thoughts or not.
No, I believe racism exists. I just don't believe it's always evil.
He thinks
you
it's
you
good.
Don't believe it's always evil. Like sometimes it's good.
I don't think it's a definitively inherently evil thing. Like sometimes it could be good, sometimes it could be bad.
Mm. Okay. Do you think that America is currently a racist country?
Actually, I do. Because I've never lived in a country that wasn't based on affirmative action. I think affirmative action is the only like racist law in the books.
Okay. Were there previous times where there were other racist laws in the books, or was America only racist once affirmative action became a thing?
Yeah, there was segregation. I don't know if that would, like, yeah, I guess because it was based on race, so yeah, it would be racism. My thing is, though, is I don't know if it, I'm not sure if segregation was fully, like, just a white thing. I feel like there were probably some black people at that time during Jim Crow that were in favor of segregation as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You, are you at all, were any of y'all, are any of y'all familiar with, like, after the Civil War, the debates between Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois?
No, I'm not too, what were they about?
So, like, and I know a lot of the callers that normally call in, guys like Mark, they're, like, obsessed with the Civil War, but not so much how we moved on from that or tried to move on from it. But the question of do black people integrate or do black people remain separate was a topic for debate within the black community. And some people sided with Booker T. Washington. Some people sided with W.E.B. Du Bois. But they had those two different ideologies. And it was the same thing with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Malcolm X and his crew were saying, no, we shouldn't integrate, whereas Martin Luther King was fighting for integration. So,
well, what do you think? What is your thing on it? What's your whole stance on it? You think racism exists?
Do I think racism exists? Yeah. Absolutely.
And America is a racist country or no?
Yes.
Do you agree with Krishan's take that the affirmative action is the racist part of the country, or what is, or what?
I wouldn't say that affirmative action is racist. I don't think there's, I can't name one race that does not benefit from affirmative action. So the fact that everybody kind of has
what is racist people. Then? What is racist about the country then?
The ideology.
What
behind
ideology?
A lot of,
give a specific one so we can go from there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you listen to Mark talk, that's a prime example. If you needed me to give you something concrete or that you could relate to,
but Mark is kind of Mark is kind of fringe nowadays.
Say that again.
Mark is pretty fringe nowadays. He's not accepted by most mainstream people.
I'm not saying that he's so much accepted by it. My point is, you asked me what I thought was racist about it, and are there examples of it? And you got a guy that calls in, and one, I think he admitted to being racist.
No, you're talking
time.
About an individual.
But yeah,
Ronnie,
you're talking about a marginalized individual. Like the white racists are the most marginalized people, and I'm putting that in quotation marks.
And ostracized.
But marginalized, yeah. And ostracized, that doesn't make the country racist. You think the country's racist because there's racists in it, so-called racists in it? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
So then every country is racist
simple,
then?
Because when I tried to answer the question, you kind of interrupted
me. Go ahead.
Asking me
continue.
To give a specific answer. And then when I tried to give a specific answer to something that's tangible, it wasn't good enough.
No, that's not true.
It's not good enough because
you just said
Mark. It's like the most off-the-beaten-path example that you can think of.
You just said Mark. Give us an example.
Ronnie, you're doing well. Don't start playing.
My original answer was the ideology behind a lot of the rhetoric and the legislation that people are proposing. you can clearly see the racism in it.
Give an example, whether they're trying to push people into certain neighborhoods
or they're trying to push certain people out of certain neighborhoods.
You're talking about the border? And like, what are you talking about?
Are you talking about Obama's redistribution of the ghetto? Like Obama bringing Section 8 people and pushing that into, forcing that into middle class neighborhoods? Is that the racism that you're thinking? Like pushing, making blacks, forcing blacks into white neighborhoods or something? What do you mean?
No, the examples that you just mentioned is not at all what I'm talking about.
Is that racist?
If that's what you inferred, that's your fault.
Maybe no, I didn't infer. I'm asking.
Ronnie, we're asking you to give us an example. Like a direct example.
So do me a favor and set the standard for what type of example you're looking for.
Like you're saying America has racist policies, right?
Yeah, and you talk about putting people in neighborhoods or whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, like that could mean anything.
And so I asked what it was and he said no, and then he's asking for more clarity. What do you mean, man? Yeah, why are you being so cagey? Are you being cagey? Yeah.
Is this racist, though?
Not at all.
Real
quick.
So what I was trying to...
Oh, go ahead, Ronnie. Go ahead. Finish your point.
Yeah, I was going to say it gets confusing when you get three different questions from three different people and then in the middle of answering you get interrupted.
It's all the same question. We're all asking you to give an example.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm asking what type of example you like.
I gotta keep it moving if you don't want to just give an example.
Well, let me just ask this, Ronnie, real quick. Do you think that this racism that you think is happening is only specific to the blacks?
No.
Is it anti-white? Is it mostly anti-black? Is it mostly anti so-called minority? What is it?
Most of the racism that is, if we're talking about legislation and the system, then yeah, it's mostly anti-minority because the system is mostly, is not made up of minorities.
Oh, Lord.
And what's the problem?
How is it anti-minority?
Ronnie, let me
help you here.
No, because the system doesn't have to be made up by minorities. The whites are like the most fair-minded, clear-thinking people. They don't think based on this stuff.
Ronnie.
The whites are the most fair-minded, clear-thinking people. Got it. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, Ronnie.
The whites just think based on what's right and wrong and fair and not fair. But everybody else thinks in terms of their fake racial identity.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris on the Don.
What I'm saying is this. We asked you for an example for policy, right? I agree with you that America is a racist country, but I disagree with your reasoning. But I gave you a policy. I said affirmative action. DEI.
And I told you,
diversity.
And I said, I don't think affirmative action can be racist if all races are benefiting from it.
But they're not. They're not all benefiting. It actually hurts Asians. It hurts white people.
It hurts men.
Like, so that's not all people.
You think the Asian community is hurting right now in America?
No, because they thrive and overcome.
Who's hurting?
It's an individual.
Which race is suffering because of which race is suffering because of affirmative action?
I just told you.
You just told me that the Asian community is not suffering. So my question is, which community is suffering because?
I gotta run, Ronnie. If you can't really communicate with us on this.
I've been answering every question that you asked.
How are black people suffering from affirmative action?
Let me go ahead.
Black people are not suffering from affirmative action.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, they are. They're crying.
Black people are suffering from affirmative action.
Oh, we're getting profiled as getting affirmative action.
You're being held to a lower standard.
I think Joelle was denied access to the LAPD or something based on race.
Based on,
or do I have that story wrong?
No, you assumed that it was based on race. It could have been based on anything. But to my thing
I
is this:
said,
Ronnie,
do I have that story wrong?
Well, you have it completely wrong. This is my thing, though. I don't think anything is based on race. This is my thing. This is my take. I don't think anything is based on race. I think it's based off of superiority or in either superior or inferior, and that a false idea of what people think they're superior or they think they're inferior. But when people try to add color onto it, it makes people into a victim. What's wrong with black people that they feel like they're being discriminated against? I've never felt like I've been discriminated against. And if I was, then I don't need to let that affect me or even be around those people. Why does it have to be like, poor us, poor me, we're discriminated against, this is not fair? Why does it have to be that, and why do you have to fight for that? Why not just be your own individual and do your own thing and make a way and let other people follow your example?
I agree with what you just said. You were just preaching. I'm surprised the mic didn't burst into flames. You was on fire with what you just said.
So you agree?
I think that when you say that it's not based on race now, absolutely. But the history of the country at one point.
It's never been based on race.
But it was. Jim Crow was based on race.
No, it wasn't.
Slavery was based on race.
Let me tell you why it wasn't. Because it was based on...
Jim Crow and slavery were both based on race, just so you know. But go ahead.
No, it wasn't, because it's never been based on race. That's why I believe Jesse when he says racism doesn't exist, because it's about people thinking, a certain group of people thinking that, and who knows like the exact reason, right? But a certain people thinking that's a superior, and another certain people thinking that, and that same people thinking that these people are inferior. It didn't matter at the time. Say if the blacks were orange, they still would have been slaves or whatever the case is. It didn't matter about race. It was just about what was happening at the time. And also angry people believing that they're superior, let's just say, and the other people are inferior. Color has zero to do with it. And I think color actually, when you add color, it divides people more.
Yeah, it's the spirit.
Yeah, and that's where I disagree, because it was definitely based on race in the 1800s and in the 1900s. And the question is, when did it stop?
No, slavery wasn't based on race.
That's the answer I can never, get, is when America stopped being racist.
It never was racist.
It's no longer racist. And if they say it never was racist, then they just never read a history book.
But you're shallow if you're thinking that way. Because Joel just explained to you Joel just explained to you that it's based on people thinking they're better, or people wanting to make the country the way they want to make their country, which is a basic right of any country. You're basically calling whites racist for being normal.
See,
I'm not calling anybody racist.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You
just called the country racist, and you called these policies racist, so you're calling the whites racist, but.
I'm not,
okay.
The white people aren't the only ones that live in this country. So if I say that the fabrics of this country are racist, that doesn't mean that you're racist.
Is anybody
or anybody else?
Is there any human being racist?
I just told you guys about Mark, and he clearly admitted to being one. So there's one answer for you.
But that's a blind person,
right?
So you shouldn't believe
you
blind
question,
people.
I say yes, and then you say, "Well, yeah, not him." Anybody? Is there anybody else except
no,
him?
No,
and I mentioned somebody else that's racist, and nah, that person doesn't count either.
He's not racist. He's just a blind person, just like you. Blind,
you
shallow
ask
person.
Mark, if he's racist, he'll say yeah. And
I know, because he doesn't know himself.
60, he will fight for Dixie.
Right. I know he's blind, and
so
he doesn't know himself. Just like you are blind.
You can't say there aren't any racist people.
There isn't.
If I mention a racist person, say that that person is not a person.
It doesn't even matter if
just
they
say
that they're
you're
racist.
Something doesn't mean you are something. People call themselves transgenders. It's right. Not that what they are. Go ahead.
Okay.
I was going to say, Ryan, real quick, and then I was going to say is that just because he said you're racist doesn't mean it. This is why I don't like the word racist either, is because why not? Because when you... It's a word used to demonize people and take eyes off yourself. So
yeah.
If you say that Mark is just an angry, hateful person because he has hate in his heart, which may be true, right? May or may not be true. If you just say that, then you can look at yourself and say, well, I also at times have hate and anger in my heart. But when you throw this word racism out at him, whether he says he is or not, which it does, it's clear that it doesn't exist, because it didn't matter what color you are. If you anger is anger, hate is hate. But if you just didn't throw the name out, then you would just see that he's no different than you are when somebody cuts you off in the middle of the street.
Which is worse, anger or so-called racism?
They're one and the same.
But
so when you're angry, you're racist?
So ask a better question.
When you're angry, you're racist?
I would say racist. You can't have racism without anger.
When you're angry, you're racist?
No, but you can't have racism without anger. So they are one and the same. You're asking me to separate the two. I can't separate the two.
Okay.
It's like trying to separate bourbon from liquor.
So
or
he thinks,
bourbon
he
from
thinks
alcohol.
Racism is
They're
a type
the same
of anger.
Thing.
Okay.
And this is kind of where I'm in the.
So
I'm
you,
in the
do you think
of,
you're better than a racist, even though you're an angry non-racist? You're better than an angry
racist?
I'm
not an angry person, so to answer your question, yes, I'm better than people that don't have anger.
You're never angry?
No.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Let me say, yes, the way you phrased the question, the answer is yes. I don't get angry.
Nice.
That's giving Satan a foothold. Once you get angry, then that whoever made you angry or whatever made you angry now controls you.
So you love everybody, you love all people?
The way you should respond. Say that again?
You love all people, you love everybody?
Mostly.
But mostly?
Then that's not...
mostly.
Then that's anger, that's hate. That's hate.
And you call yourself a Christian.
Can I jump in real quick? I'll say, to rude people, I love them enough to stay away from them.
That isn't really... you just made that up.
I love them enough to stay away from them. But you won't catch me embracing them or showing them the love that I would show to somebody that is not approaching me with anger.
That's a moral
that you
just made
up, though. Somebody that comes at me correctly is going to get a different response. Somebody coming at me with anger, I'm going the other way. You got it.
But that's a moral that you're living by that you just made up. Well, I'm going to love them when it makes sense, but when they're not nice, then I'm not going to love them. That's a moral you made up, and then you make up by saying you never get angry, but that's a version of hate right there. How do you not love all people and respect all people?
You made that up by saying if I see somebody angry and I love them enough to leave them alone, that I don't love them. I disagree with you.
Did you want to jump in
with your last word for Ronnie there, Krishan the Don? I didn't follow what he was saying.
Well, this is where I kind of feel like where I'm in the middle makes a lot more sense than anybody here. No offense. Is because I feel like everybody's doing what Ronnie's doing, where they attach, like when you're talking about racism, the only time you guys are talking or referencing racism is that it sort of surfaces in anger or hatred or superiority. No. I don't believe that it does.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying? But that's
a lot of times people are called racist just for telling the truth or showing love.
That's what I'm trying to say though is, like, for instance, when we say there's no such thing as racism, there's only good and evil, are we saying that racism is just evil?
No,
are we saying
racism doesn't even exist? It's not even a real thing. It's just a made up thing to pretend like the whites are so evil for being nationalists.
Because it's mostly used against whites.
I disagree with that. But.
For having the basic right of free association.
Yeah, but if it's mostly used against whites, then wouldn't that make it in turn racist?
Nope.
Because white is a race.
Right, but you're not into race. The whites are not into race like that. And it's not as if...
They're getting there, though, Hake. That's what I'm trying to
tell
you.
They're starting to, because they're starting to believe the same lies that Ronnie believes and that others believe. But
what's becoming James, a self-fulfilling James, prophecy yeah. from the liberals.
James, real quick question for you, James. Do you know when the KKK was founded?
It was founded after the Civil War to protect against the Northerners who were imposing on the South.
It was also a strong arm for the Democratic Party.
Right. So you're telling me that those people weren't into race?
Some of them might have been into
those
race.
White
I'm not
people
sure.
weren't into race when they started the KKK. Those
well,
white
yeah,
people
the
in
people
America
create,
were not into
the
race.
They may or may not have been. I didn't get to talk to them.
Oh, false.
They created. They created race.
Come on, bro.
Even if they were somebody it's into, it's false.
Whites on whites by and large are not into the race at all.
Come on, I'm not talking about by and large because black people by and large.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whites
starting to get into race.
And that's my point. If they did it in 1865, formed a daggone Klan, and they've had
and the Klan wasn't about race at first.
Then.
Ronnie.
The Klan was about the South.
Ronnie.
Southern
what
Ronnie.
Was it about?
Ronnie.
Southern what was it about if it wasn't about
Southern
race? You think it was black people in the KKK?
Can I answer the question? So, self-determination.
Based on race.
Ronnie, do you know
it's
that
never
race
based
didn't
on
even
race.
Exist before that?
Oh my God.
It was not based on race. It was based on the way that they wanted to run their local area.
That's insane.
They felt like they were superior.
That might be the most ignorant comment that you let slip out, James.
All right, got to run, man. Nice talking with you.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
See you, Ronnie.
I was trying to jump in there, but race wasn't even created up until that point. Like, race was a relatively new thing.
It was an excuse fed by Satan to feed suspicion and anger and division, just like everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff in Louisiana is on the line. Jeff, what's up, man? You're live with Joel Friday and Krishan the Don.
Yeah, man, I watched that with Sean Parker, because he watched the Satan. The worst news to come out of that last night was California. Didn't you hear?
We say
no,
again?
No. I understand. I said the worst news to come out of that last night was for California.
The worst thing to come out of the State of the Union address was California?
Was for California. Your college football coach is dead. Don't you know that?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Which college football coach?
USC coach. He went, I was being making joke about, but when he went up there and he is trying, he recognized this too. When Joe Biden said Lincoln Riley got killed by an immigrant.
Oh, he said an illegal. Oh, he said Lincoln. No. Lincoln
he said
Riley.
Lincoln Riley, USC's coach, not Lincoln Riley.
Okay, I'm a little slow, and plus your nickname is Mumbles, right, Jeff in Louisiana?
Yeah.
So you're a little hard to understand.
I'll be honest. I made that same mistake on my show when I covered it, so I can't even.
Lincoln Riley, not Lakin Riley. So Lincoln Riley is the name of a football coach?
Yeah, for USC.
Nice. Joel has lost, and he knows football better than the rest of us, I think.
But man, flag football. When he reached down to grab a badge or a name on him to look at it.
Yeah.
When he made the name, and I thought he was having a stroke when he did it.
That's funny. That badge was given him by MTG Marjorie Greene, the Queen, who is dressed like a clown, a pro-Trump clown,
billboard.
Which I appreciate. She was dressed like Krishan the Don over here.
You know the guy that there was a lot of call him Gold Star Fathers, the one has their kids killed in the army action?
Gold Star Fathers. Yeah, kids killed in their sons killed by in the military, in war.
Yeah, you know that guy got arrested last night for hauling out.
A father, I heard on the Jason Lee Peterson show that a father was acting out and yelling and he got himself arrested.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he got arrested for that?
that's according to
he got charged
somebody on X. That's what I heard. I don't know.
He got charged with misdemeanor for it.
Well, is that a misdemeanor like on disorderly conduct or something?
I'm not sure what it's for. I didn't hear all that. I saw what he got charged for.
Yeah.
And you know, it came out today, Biden's flying in 500 Palestinians to be refugees here.
No thanks, but I guess it's going to happen irregardless of our desires.
Man, okay, one last thing. I was going to call and make a little joke about that. What Joel Fire's talking about while ago, the insulin thing, the $35, $30 insulin.
Say again?
Insulin's not just because you're overweight and you get diabetes. There's two types of diabetes. There's type 1 diabetes, which you're born with, or genetic. And there's type 2, which is you get from eating a lot of sugar and get fat.
Okay. And you need insulin for both.
Yes, but the thing is, the reason you cut the cost on that is I take insulin. I'm type 1 diabetic. My insulin costs $1,000 a month. And you got to take that to live because I produce no sugar.
Wow.
I have no insulin. Jeez.
So and you were born with it, and you're not fat.
No, I'm not fat.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I mean, it's not just your lifestyle that leads to it. Now, type 2, it does lead to it. It's
right.
Being overweight, alcoholic, or whatever.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Being like Lizzo, not doing no exercise.
Lizzo does 2 or 3 hour performances. She's doing okay, I think, even though she's fat.
I think she's
that's what I heard. That's what I heard from Cernovich. He's like, I have no problem with Lizzo.
She needs some aerobics or something.
Well, if she keeps on performing, that could be her aerobics.
Yeah, man. Well, man, I ain't going to hold you up, man. I know y'all got more stuff going on. I was going to call him with that.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, has anybody ever told you you sound like Boomhauer from King of the Hill?
Boomhauer, yeah. That's one of my nicknames. Boomhauer. Boomhauer
you sound just
Mumbles.
Like him.
Boomhauer Mumbles was given to me a nickname from where it's called.
Right on, man. It's good to hear from you, Jeff in Louisiana. Take care, man.
Thanks, all right,
man. Have a good one.
All right, bye. Hey, and I didn't get clicked.
Getting good on that.
Okay. John in Florida. We're going to skip the break, guys, because calls to get to, and I also want to get to Joelle Friday's story about that girl. But John in Florida is on the line. John, a first-time caller, thanks for calling and holding. You're live with Krishan the Don and Joelle Friday TV.
Yes, the reason that I called, you made a statement, and I'm just concerned about that statement. You said that African Americans kill more than any other race. You guys were discussing that, right?
Yeah, we were talking about how why the black violence is out of control, and we talked about how the culture is bred in anger and this fake idea of racism, victimhood, and stuff.
I think the statement was that they kill each other more.
They kill each other more than anybody kills each other. But they also kill more than anybody.
I agree with you. There's some issues in the African American community that need to be addressed. But I want your audience to listen to this for a second. You young men don't really understand history. From the year 800 AD, after the death of Christ, down to the 1800s, the Europeans was involved in over 1,500 wars. The history books in the Europeans stated that over 800 million people, that's when the kings was ruling, European countries was fighting European countries. See, we don't need to debate that, because if we make an evaluation assessment of the European history books, we'll find out that it's true.
Sir, you're conflating war with street crime. You're conflating war with street crime. Those are two different things.
And how come?
It's a ridiculous
First of all, let me finish my statement, and then you respond. Is that fair?
Keep it pithy, though. Keep it pithy. Don't go on too long. Go ahead. Winded.
We know where you're going with this,
Then we have World War One. If we look at World War One and look at all the European, it was a predominantly European war. 30 million people died in World War One. European nation. White people killing white people. Let's go down to World War Two. World War II, the research indicated over 60 million people died. Millions of people were displaced out of their home in World War One and World War II. Let's look at the Civil War. The Civil
White people stop that.
This is all irrelevant. This is all irrelevant, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need to go through a history lesson on war.
But you made a statement.
It has nothing to do with street crime.
Yeah, today.
African Americans killed
today
more than white.
Today.
And
today.
I'm going to give you the history.
How old are you, John, in Florida?
All right, were people warring over rims and Jordans? No, they weren't.
I disavow all those most of those European wars. That's terrible. I agree with you, John, in Florida. How old are you, though?
Okay, thank you. 78 years of age.
78? Did you grow up calling them African-American? Blacks?
Okay, do you know where the term African-American came from?
Jesse Jackson.
I want you to tell you. I want the audience to listen, because we're going to be educated today.
Well, not too long. Did you grow up? No, answer my question, though. I want to know if you grew up. Did you say you're 78?
I'm 78 years of age.
What an honor. You're older than a boomer, I think. You're older than the boomers, right?
I'm 78 years of age. I know about history. I'm a college graduate. I'm an ex-law enforcement officer.
Nice.
So I know about history. And the thing is,
have you written me before? Have you written to me before? Sent me a letter or two?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I've gotten letters from black guys.
No.
Did you grow up calling it African American when you were a kid? Did people say
that term? Put on applications. Those terms were put on application to make a distinction between one another. We never called ourselves African American. Those are terms that was put on application when you apply for the jobs. This started back in the 1940s.
In the 40s, they were calling it African American.
They was calling it, okay, if you apply for just, say...
So when you grew up, I'm asking a quick question, though. When you grew up...
Okay, go ahead.
Did people around you and you yourself use that term, African-American? Or did you say something else?
We called ourselves Negroes.
Okay.
We was considered to be Negroes. But on the application, when you apply for a job, it was the Europeans who put that, the white people put that on. Oh, you're African American. You're Mexican American. You're European Caucasian American. That distinction was made. We didn't put that was not a put on there by Jesse Jackson or black people. All these information.
Why did you start adopting it?
Yeah. Can I, John? Were you ever offended by being called a Negro?
No, not at all. Because that's our race of people.
Yeah,
just like you're European. Right?
No, we're whites.
No. America. It's no reason to get offended and upset now.
Right.
We're just making a distinction between the races. There's a lot of things that you guys say.
Yeah.
Go back and do an evaluation assessment on history, and you'll find out the true answers.
John, can I ask really quick, John?
Why does black people tend to, when comments are made about what's happening now in today's society, and it's obvious and apparent that it's out of control, rampant, that you feel the need to go back to history to compare way back in the day? It doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening right now. And even if we do go back in the day and say, oh, well, guess what? If we count the numbers, whites did kill more whites than blacks did blacks. Then if you want that stat, then that's fine. But it still doesn't change the fact that it's out of control today.
Right.
Okay.
And it doesn't give us any, like,
and you've seen it
highlighting on what's the problem.
And you've seen it seemingly get worse over the decades that you've been alive, I think.
Okay, let me give you an answer. The answer is in the scriptures. The Bible says not only in the African American community, but the whole world lies in the power of the wicked one. Look at the white community: school shootings, workplace shootings, church shootings. The suicide rate among
those
white
things
Americans
are not as common among the black community, though.
And here's a really important point, John: is that nobody in any other culture makes excuses and protects their criminals the way that black Americans do.
Yep.
You can look all over the world. Nobody does that the same way, except for maybe
Muslim
countries.
Yeah, whites are more self-policing. We don't put up with that stuff in our communities. That's why they're a bit safer than the...
We snitch. We don't have a no-snitching policy. Can you at least acknowledge that, though, John?
How many black people is it in the United States of America? It's 47 million Negroes. All Negroes.
Nice. Thank you for calling them a normal term rather than African American.
I get in trouble when I
thank you. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We all part of God's creation. All people sin and fall short of the glory of God. I'm going by the scriptures now, not by opinions. If we stick to the scriptures, it was already prophesied about what's going to happen, right? Didn't the scriptures tell us what's going to happen when this world ends? That nation will rise against
race,
nation, the
right?
Kingdom against kingdom, pestilence, food shortage, increasing lawlessness. The United States of America have more nuclear weapons than any country on the face of this earth.
Based.
It could destroy the world 13 times over. The scripture called it the King of the South.
What's the point
the
are you making?
The they got
You seem like you're going off into various topics.
You're right.
You're distracting from how bad the blacks are right now.
Okay, but
and you're not acknowledging that you protect
that
your criminals.
Irresponsible people in every race. Will we agree on that?
Yes,
a lot right now in the black community.
Let's talk specifically
the reason
about
that
the black community.
The reason
I don't even call it a community.
That,
it's not even a community. Go ahead.
Okay. We're not going to do it, but I could spend, like I say, I'm an ex-law enforcement officer.
Nice.
I could spend hours against you on federal statistics on the white community. Most people in America who use drugs are white.
Why are you changing
Most
the subject?
Most people who die from drugs are white.
I know.
We're talking about
terrible.
Violent crime.
Thank you for your love for the whites. Where's your love for the blacks?
Okay, I love all people. I'm just giving statistics.
I know, but
we all part of
you keep
God.
On.
Hey, young man, listen. We all part of God's creation.
I'm not that young.
So get this race thing out your way. We all part of the human.
All of a sudden,
race.
You want to get the race thing out of the way when the blacks are the most into race and it's destroying them the most.
Okay,
and every time
and they're destroying everybody
like
else
a,
the most.
We try
okay,
to give you like a constructive kind of.
And you have a
hello?
If you have love, understanding, appreciation for people. You eliminate the thing called race. Eliminate that.
Yeah.
We're all part of the human race.
That's right.
If you identify yourself as a spiritual man, race is never a factor. Do I love white people? Yes. I would die for a white man.
Nice.
Any race of people. The Bible said that the righteous shall possess the earth, and they will find exquisite delight.
You remind me of Joe Biden, though.
That's the focus.
You're starting to preach rather than deal
with the
what's wrong with
issue.
The blacks.
Yeah. And why is it that every
What's
time
wrong
we
with the
like say something,
is the same thing wrong with the whole world? We're lying in the power of the wicked one. You have two
nice.
European
so they're led by
fighting
Satan.
Now.
How come
John,
you keep on changing the subject to the Europeans?
I'm just
that's what I was about to say.
That I'm
making and changing the subject to all people
because I'm making a point. Now listen. I'm making a point that is violence and corruptness all over the earth.
We know that
Russia and Ukraine is fighting a war.
But why is it that everybody? Why is it that it's only a problem when we point it out?
I disavow the Ukraine war and maybe even Russia. I disavow Palestine and maybe even Israel.
Okay, God.
Except for Bibi. Bibi, base Bibi.
I respect what
he can do
say.
What he wants. And Putin,
but it just, let me help you out. It's not just the African-American community.
Nobody
it's
said it was.
Violence
it's just
is
mostly.
Everywhere. Corruptness is everywhere. Evenness and wickedness on this earth in the 21st century is everywhere.
Yes, I feel like you're saying that just to make yourself feel better.
Right. We are specifically talking about the black community right now. We get that there's violence everywhere. How do we fix the black community?
In the world.
And you keep bringing up
white
people.
Your mind. Get off blacks. You're right. There's serious issues.
Okay, we're talking about the serious issues, and then you keep bringing up European wars. What does that have to do with it? Talk about the serious issue.
We're specifically talking about the whole world. That's not specific, man.
It's not the opposite
but anyway,
of specific.
I enjoyed your call, John, in Florida. Call me again sometime.
Thanks,
Chris Sean the Don hated it, though.
All you young men, you'll have a great day, and focus on what the Bible says. It's been prophesized what's going to happen in the future.
All right.
Your answers.
Stop lying,
right
John.
There.
Just be
enough?
Honest about your people and make them better. You're holding them to a lower
enough?
Standard,
focus
and it's sad that an older gentleman like you should know better. It's sad.
Yeah, that's true. You're deflecting. Krishan the Don is right about you on this, John from Florida, first-time caller, 78 years old, former law enforcement. You're deflecting on how bad the blacks are right now, and you're not doing them any favors by making them feel better by saying all people are evil. All people are evil, but the black.
No,
we need to deal with the blacks because the blacks are into the blackness, and it's doing them horribly.
And even he will probably tell us that we should like help the black community. Like this is our version of help. It's constructive criticism. And then every time we try to constructively criticize the black community, the Europeans started wars. What about Hitler? It's like, dude, what are you talking about?
Right. Hitler was European descent, young man.
Right. All right, John. Thanks.
It's just
thanks for John from Florida. Appreciate you, man. Call again.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
You as
you
well.
You too, John.
Nice. Okay. The lines, there's one line open. The lines are pretty full, but if we don't get to this, we never will. Joelle Friday. Did you catch Joelle Friday TV's segment from 2 days ago called The Route Less... Wait. The Narrow Route. The Route is Narrow. Episode 84 of Joelle Friday TV, story of an immodest neighbor gal. Did you catch that, Krishan, that on?
I caught most of it, yeah.
Okay.
Right on.
Nice.
Definitely.
So what happened was Joelle Friday TV hosts a show Monday through Thursday right after Hake at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And Joelle Friday TV on YouTube and IG. And he told this story about how he used to work out in the mornings. Now he has to come to Bond in the mornings and help out on the JLP radio network. But he said that he would run and then he would walk at the end. And he would see this girl on this route. And you can jump in and correct me if I'm getting this wrong. But I want to just summarize it briefly.
Yeah.
He'd see this young woman on this route. And they would smile at each other, say hi. He said hi to her one time. He wasn't at an angle necessarily to like try to get with her. And then all of a sudden she starts dressing all nice. And then immodestly, like dressing all tight clothes, showing everything. And he just said, hi, just kind of ignored it. And then she stops and they stop and talk. And she says, what's your name? Oh, what's your name? Oh, well, nice to meet you. Have a good one. And after that, she started ignoring him and, like, avoiding him and changing up her whole route. Or route. Route. Stop doing her hill repeats or stuff like that. And he's, but Joelle Friday seems to believe happened, I think he said it, is that she was trying to get with him. She was trying to hook him. And when he didn't get hooked and saw her immodesty, he's like, this is not the type of woman I want to be with. But he didn't say anything, and he just watched her embarrass herself.
Yeah, her ego went crazy. That's what happened. It's like, when I didn't give in to... So, for one, just one detail that you laid it out perfectly. I don't know how you remember that. Yeah. You remember it better than I remember it.
That's funny.
But one detail is that the last time before we, like, got each other's names,
yeah,
I was walking on one side of the street, and she was wearing the leotard so tight. I had never seen a leotard so tight in my life. You see everything. And she walked on my side of the street purposely so we could stop and talk. When we stopped and talked.
That's funny.
And I just got her name. We exchanged names, and then I kept walking, kept moving.
Yeah.
But from there is her ego just went crazy. She couldn't handle it, and she changed her route. She wouldn't even look at me the same, and so on and so forth. So,
wow. That's interesting. Well,
yeah, I think that's part of the woman's game. She's still trying to attract you. She just is playing hard to get now. Like, I think you're right that the modest thing where she started dressing more, let's just say the word slutty.
Right. Yeah.
She realized that didn't work, and women, like, if their sexuality doesn't work, they don't really have anything beyond that.
Right.
They don't know how to, like, kind of hook you beyond that. Right. They're not really funny. They're not really interesting.
Right.
Not fun to talk to.
And she felt, but I assume she felt embarrassed at that point. And not that I even purposely tried to embarrass her or nothing, but she had went out her way to make this impression. And I could just see what she was trying to do. And it was so obvious what she was trying to do. And when it didn't, and this happens all the time. I've been in these different situations, is that when you don't give in to it, they feel silly because they know what they're doing is crazy, but they know it works.
Yeah.
Until somebody doesn't give in to it, and then they realize, like, wow, that's insane what I just did. And they feel silly and look silly, and now they got to hide.
So you acted the same with her throughout the whole time. You were just friendly saying hi.
Right. Friendly saying hi.
And you never stopped that. You never changed.
No, and the thing is that I kept saying, this went on for like months.
Uh-huh.
Just hi, because I'm not trying to force it, right? But she was like, I got to make a move, because she wanted something to happen.
Yeah.
So I assume, because I just know how the mind works in that way, is that, okay, it's like, okay, well, I'm interested. Let's try to make something happen. And that's what she tried to do. And the reason why I know that is because her whole outfit changed. And mind you, she looked good. But she went overboard with trying to hook me.
Yeah.
And it's so evil, but yeah, she was smiling like it was nice.
Right.
And that's what turned me off, really, to be honest. And then she knew that was happening, but that's why she felt that way.
Joelle, she knew what was happening. Was there ever...
Like, she knew that she was trying to hook me.
Right.
And when it didn't work, she felt crazy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Joelle, was there ever a point where you were, like, attracted to her or interested?
Well, there's, so when I was friendly, I mean, I was friendly, but it was not like purely friendly, right? Like, it was like, I would say hi,
you
but
were
it was
somewhat right, impure.
Like, well, in a
by
sense,
purely
of like,
friendly, you mean it was also like interested,
innocently flirty.
He leaned up against your
car. Innocently flirty. So
innocently flirty. Okay, nice.
But what I'm trying to say is that, like, I would say hi, but I would just be friendlier than I would be to the grandma.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Like, I'm going to say hi, but I'm saying hi, how are you?
Right.
As we're passing.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, just smiling. Uh-huh. Right? So there was just a little bit more there.
Right. Because she's a pretty girl.
Right.
Pretty good.
But, and also because I noticed that she is looking at me and I'm looking at her. So there's this weird type of energy anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm doing it like that, but I'm not trying to rush anything or anything, but for her, it was like, and people think this, it's like, well, we'll win then.
Uh-huh.
That's the vibe I was getting. We'll win.
When are we going
to? Right. We're just, are we going to keep saying hi to each other? And that's what it started to feel like as we're passing each other. Cause it started to get awkward now. Cause it was like, okay, are we just going to say hi every day?
Right.
But I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
So that's what, that's how that turned out.
Did you?
Well, there's a thing where I think, like, I try not to like villainize it too much. Yeah, I get you. Like they're trying to sexually tempt you. But I think there is a natural thing in that where like obviously we are sort of programmed to, you know, procreate. And right, I think there is a thing into that of like women are always waiting for us to make the first move.
Right.
So it's her alternative to making the first move on you is let me throw you a little,
and I would have been
give you a little tease.
Right. And I would have been okay with it. And that's a great point. And I made that on the show as well. I would have been okay with that if she came at it properly. As a matter of fact, I appreciate that more when the girl is willing to let her ego down. And just say, like, you know, I'm interested. Let me just, like, make it obvious. I like that. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
But not in the way of let me seduce you type of thing. Right. Let me, you know what I mean? Now, let me wear this leotard that shows everything.
So let me ask. Did it occur to you to say, oh, hey, you changed up your outfit or anything like that? Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't occur to me.
It never occurred to you to say anything?
No, that's interesting, though. Maybe next time.
But Joel, that's...
To me, oh, go ahead.
I'm just real quick. That's interesting that Hake said that, because I do think there is a level of where women do need our guidance. So, you know, it could be somebody who's a good, well, let me not use the word good, but a decent woman that you could maybe have a future with, that if you were to acknowledge, like, hey, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like kind of.
Right.
Well, hers, that's a good point. And I think that it's necessary that there's time to do that. But hers was so obvious that it was like not needed.
No. I totally disagree with you.
Fair enough. Why?
Well, because this stating the obvious, you know, JLP states the obvious.
Yeah.
And the obvious isn't always obvious to the person who's committing the blatant act.
It could be true.
So,
it could be true. But I just feel like.
You might have.
Possibly.
I mean, it didn't occur to you,
possibly.
Instead of judging her, that's not a woman I want to be with. You could have guided her. Hey, you don't have to do that.
That's true.
Yeah,
maybe I could have said it. Yeah, that's
teach
true.
How to be.
It could be true.
Because a lot of these gals are, they don't know. We're surrounded by a world of people who dress, of ladies who dress very unladylike. They think that it's normal to dress like sluts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've had anytime I've dated a woman that I didn't like how she dressed, I told her, like, if we're going to be together, you can't dress like that.
Well,
like,
that's definitely a conversation that has been had in the past of other relationships, which didn't work out because of the fact I spoke up in that way.
Nice.
But in this certain situation, I just feel, and maybe there was maybe I could have, but I didn't know, like, her and, like, for me,
you've never said anything other than hi.
Meaning like, right, like meaning like I was just going to go back to what our normal thing was every day.
Right.
My whole thing is this, Krishan and James, is that I like things to just happen as they happen. I don't want nobody's pressure. I don't want nobody to feel my pressure.
Yeah.
Like if we talk, we talk. At that moment when we were talking, there was no other words that were coming from my mouth.
Right.
Other than like, hey, how are you doing? Because
Then
at that point, then I'm about to lie to you. Well, you look pretty.
Uh-huh.
Or you look, right? Maybe there was a moment in there. Now I'll think about it next time. Maybe there's a moment in there to be like, you know, why you? But I feel
you
like that also
her.
Could have been, I don't know, maybe.
No way.
I have to think about it. I got to think about it.
I'm just kidding
you
around.
Let a soul go, Joel.
Lisa in the Facebook crew says, by the way, happy Women's Month on National Women's Day. Fist emoji, and she says, drink every time Joel says like. Oh, darn. I didn't even catch on that he was saying like.
That's not good.
Now we're all going to pay attention to it, Joel.
That's not good.
You.
Boom. Shout out to Lisa, our resident
health
expert.
We all have our crutches.
I wonder if Lisa thought about bringing $400 or $1,000
insulin
down to $35. But anyway, I was curious about that. That was basically the point of my bringing up that story, because I was like, I wonder if, because Joel, it seemed like you were judging that gal.
In like what way though? Which way?
Of woman I would want to be with, because she was dressing so obviously.
Judging is fine, but you didn't, I think sometimes you have to see potential. I think that's the difference between a lot of men.
I have to think about what you guys are saying. I'm really gonna think about it. My logic that I believe it was done in the moment was that I noticed that she was trying to hook me.
Right.
And when I ignored it, she went crazy. Right. Like her ego went crazy.
Yeah.
And I kinda like, good.
Did you watch yourself how you were thinking about her going crazy?
I didn't care much because I wasn't really into her that much like that because I had noticed previously before that her thing was changing. And like that she was, and to me, like, to me those are red flags.
Yeah, when you change
like that.
Because
you can tell, because every time I've dealt with that type of lady who is like blatantly.
Yeah.
Now sometimes, obviously, our culture has created, like, a woman's going to show a little bit, right? And she may not be like a crazy person.
Right.
But a lot of the time, these women are very angry, very like disturbed. Mm-hmm. And if you say one wrong thing to them, they're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't say not one wrong thing to her and she already went crazy.
Right. Yeah.
So I dodged a bullet there.
Right. Could be.
But I could have in that moment, maybe, I have to think about it. Maybe, well, I think you guys are right. I could have said, like, you know, like, why are you, like, corrected it.
Yeah.
Maybe. That could be true.
Women like, they find ways to, like, attract men without saying it. That's their whole game.
Yeah.
So I think she tried something on you that worked with other men before.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And then when she realized, oh, this isn't always work. Sometimes they take it even as, like, am I losing my beauty? Like, right. It really hits them in the ego. You're right.
But that,
you're right.
That's another point, too, is that, like, I even watched it after that. I'm like, okay, well, let's just see how she comes about it now. Like, if she's really interested, then she'll say, like, oh, he's not about that life.
Right.
He's more of a modest guy. Let me, like, change up and come correct.
Yeah.
She didn't come correct. She changed her route.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, well, thank you.
You stayed
for
the same,
proving.
And she was a busy bee.
Yeah. Like, thank you for proof. Thank you for allowing me to see that I'm okay. Off of you, but
interesting. Yeah.
One more question, Joel.
Yeah.
Because you said you saw her, so you know, like, that you know she changed.
I still
her route.
See her. Yeah.
Okay. Did she change?
You still
to
exercising
how she
in
used...
the mornings?
Before Bond.
Okay, before you started seeing. Working at Bond.
Did she change back to her normal way of clothing, the non slutty way, since it stopped working with you?
That's a good question. As a matter of fact, I think one
good
time.
Question, yeah.
She went back to the, no, she was still the slutty version.
Ah.
But I will say is that it was winter time when I was walking and she was wearing sweaters.
Right.
And then
once
it started to,
funny.
Then she started wearing short things and I used to say, like, you're not cold.
And then she used to be like, gave her hints.
No, like, and she'd be like, no, like, it's just, or like she would like make up something.
Right.
So I don't know. It's a mess.
All right. Lisa, our resident health expert, says insulin wouldn't be so much in demand if Americans stopped being so gluttonous in their appetites and eating processed junk. White thumbs up emoji. Thank you, Lisa.
But it is kind of unfortunate for people who are born that way. So I can understand that, guys. What's the name?
Jeff in Louisiana, Mumbles or Broomhauer.
Yeah, what's his real name?
Jeff in Louisiana.
Broomhauer is his real name. No, I'm playing.
Before I get back to calls, I have a bunch of super chats to read, guys. Shout out to you for supporting. Thank you. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a coffee. A Republican senator recently expressed his opposition to $15 an hour minimum wage. His reasoning, he said when he was a kid, he only earned $6 an hour bussing tables and had to work his way up. So to him, 15 is just way too much. Well, this man was talking about when he earned roughly in 1979. If you were adjusting for only for inflation, that $6 that he earned would be the equivalent to $21 today. And he opposed a $15 an hour minimum wage based on what he earned as a kid. If minimum wage did go away, don't you think companies in the same industry would conspire to keep wages low? And actually, just to correct him on a minor point, he was talking about Senator John Thune, I think, who said that he actually bussed tables for $1 an hour. Because I'm like, $6 an hour, 1979, that's high. No, he worked his way up to be a cook, and he was big time, $6 an hour. But it was $1 an hour. And then got to $2.25 as he moved up. and $6 an hour would be $23 an hour today. I was saying we should get rid of minimum wage because it's just cheapening the value of money. And
what do you mean get rid of it?
I don't have any minimum. Let companies pay what let employers and employees work out what they want to get paid. And this guy asks, don't you think companies in the same industry would conspire to keep wages low? That's quite possible. And
I
don't
know. I see what you're saying. Let the free market kind of let it play itself.
Yeah, a rogue company could pay a little bit more and then get the better employees. So
but even
I'm
if
not
they
too
pay,
worried.
Even if they pay less, then maybe they won't get the employees and they'll realize that, okay,
right,
then
you have to pay
up.
More.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So I think that we should free it up. Give people the right to contract.
Definitely, too, because they also, I feel like equal pay definitely screwed up the workforce.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That was evil. Obama
was
did that.
Yeah.
Equal pay for equal work. They don't do equal work.
And nobody does equal work.
Yeah. another super chat over on buymeacoffee.com/TheHakeReport. Truck driver, Senor Hake, flat earth does matter because NASA, which does not mean lies, get $65 million a day from our hard-earned dollars. And they're hardly earned dollars because we have minimum wage. But anyway, if they're going to get that much money, they should give us Armageddon film-type productions. Instead, we get really bad CGI. At least give us high-quality CGI, says truck driver, who's a flat earther. And I love the flat earthers, if I love anybody. I have my flat earth model from Sho Sugino. Thank you. And I'm an honorary Flat Earth Society member. But I'm a baltard for life. Anybody with me?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Krishan?
Yeah.
Sweet. NASA, all the government is overfunded. So I'm not sure about NASA, but NASA does seem pretty liberal. They're trying to put women and blacks in space, and it's like, this is silly.
Didn't NASA get defunded like a long time ago?
Not entirely. I know that the going to the moon program got defunded for 40 or 50 years or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was expensive, I heard. Ree Nesio bought a coffee. Tea, as in testosterone, can also be produced by lifting weights. But keep in mind, you have to keep lifting over and over. I don't know. I feel like something's going over my head. Renesio. But always appreciate your support and your calls. Thank you, Renesio. Yeah, lift weights, guys. Or exercise. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a coffee. Hake claiming that black people are the ones into blackness while literally wearing a shirt that says the great white hope is comical. Jason Whitlock points out that people who are mixed with black and white have identity issues. Thoughts from the panel? Chris Sean, The Dawn, what race are you and do you listen to rap music?
No, I detest rap music now and I don't identify as a race.
And
it's stupid.
All right. And do you think people mixed with black and white have identity issues?
Actually, yeah. There's a lot of mulattoes that I meet that like they for some reason they feel like they have to overcompensate for their blackness. To the point where they almost like don't even acknowledge their white side.
They're the most radical anti-white, oftentimes.
Yeah, a lot
ones.
Of the times. A lot of these the woke activists are mixed.
Joel,
like, look at Bob Marley. He was a big activist, and he was half white.
Oh. It's always the mixed ones that really go hard. It's a weird thing.
But you're not. You don't really go hard. Are you considered mixed, or are you just Creole?
I mean, I'm mixed because there's a. Because a lot of people don't see, they've never seen, I take my dad's color, and I'm the darkest one of my mom's children. I'm the darkest, so people don't, they just think I'm black. But my mom is Creole, but most of the Creole that she is of is a lot of white.
Light-skinned
Creoles. Yeah, she's very, very light-skinned. My
like
sister is almost pass off as a white girl.
Okay.
So
like Creole as in Haitian?
No, not Haitian. Yeah, a lot of people think that.
It's down there, though. It's down. It's down Louisiana.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Cajun.
Yeah.
I did growing up try to like when I didn't understand anything, I would try when I would get around the black people, I would try to be a little black.
Right. Yeah.
But I never grew up. I grew up with my mom, and she doesn't speak black at all.
Right.
Right. So I used to speak that way. So I don't think it's a I mean, I don't think it was never, I don't regret the, I wish I wasn't mixed.
Yeah.
I don't ever feel that. Like, it just is what it is
right.
for me.
So. Yeah. I don't really believe, I have a hard time believing that anybody really wishes that they were something else.
Right.
I will say that all people have identity issues.
For sure.
Especially the ones who have, don't have their parents together or yeah. solid parents. And that's what's happened to so many of the blacks, I think.
And that's really what it was. That's what it yeah. was.
Because yeah. they try to skip the parents, skip returning to the father and forgiving the mother,
yeah.
and just identify with the family exactly. of the race.
Yeah.
And that's failure.
Good point. Good point.
Or yeah. even just whatever influences them around yeah. them.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. Hey, what's your nationality? What are you, German?
I have some German in me. I was always told I was Scottish and Danish. But that's my one grandmother's side and the other grandmother's side. But I'm also English, a little bit of, there's an Irishman in my family tree somewhere, a little bit of German, and I don't know, because my grandpa on my dad's side was a bit of a mystery.
Gotcha.
The men are more of a mystery, incidentally. The women more identify with their nation, sort of interestingly.
Yeah, women can't really deny babies.
Go, oh, yeah,
the mother
true.
Of that child.
But they're also into more bigoted into these shallow identities.
Yeah.
And definitely. On a some level, it's a shallow identity. You're always going to be this on, as long as you are on this earth. But in heaven or hell, we are just spirits. We're not married right. in heaven. We are just like Jesus said, we're neither married nor given in marriage when we're like the angels.
That's why racism doesn't exist, Ronnie. Ain't no race exist. Anyway.
But especially racism. But anyway, nice. Thank you for the question, Popcorn's Thump Keg. Also from Kofi, one without words bought a coffee. K-O-H-K-O-hyphen-F-I. Hey, hi, Hake. Enjoyed the little bit of your background yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught that. You might not have. Especially how you met and got involved with the JLP network. Found it interesting. Tell us more. Bye. Smiley face. Yeah, that was a nice... gal, Sean from Florida, black gal, asked me how I came to bond. Nice. Let's see. I think that's that for that. Thank you guys for the super chats.
Nice.
Let's get back to some calls. Alex in Tennessee's been on hold forever. What's up, Alex in Tennessee?
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Fine.
Hello. Alex.
Nice. So I just had a couple quick, points to things you guys are discussing, and it's really interesting how when people are led by the opposite of the light, you tend to be it caters to your lower nature. So it could be this girl going down the street, you know, dressing all alluring for Joel. It could be going after our nature towards nepotism, because that is something that is very animalistic in us. We do have a tendency towards nepotism, and it starts with
nepotism means favoring friends and family, or family and friends, I think.
Right, and this is an animal nature. I mean, even dogs and cats and, you know, other kind of like animals, they do favor their own before they favor other things. And nepotism is not inherently bad, but it's interesting how the devil will go after, and those led by the devil will go after all of our base natures, which can be sex, could be, sorry, takes, I mean, but it could be nepotism, it could be food, you know, and our tendency towards gluttony, which is something you guys mentioned as well.
Yeah.
Or, you know, tendency towards violence and anger. But nepotism is interesting because it's something that I think a lot of folks in our country are really, really easily manipulated by. And it's so silly because the United States is like one of the oldest countries in the quote-unquote New World. And we're the only country that puts our race before our nationality. Like, so like, if you go to
white
Brazil,
American,
you,
black American,
right, Asian right, African American, mm-hmm. Asian, Mexican American. I'm because my family came from Mexico, and I was never taught to believe of myself. I mean, there was a lot of like, you know, brown pride type nonsense, but you know, and you know, just people cared about the culture. But my, fortunately for me, I think my dad and my mother, they didn't really teach me that I was not an American, that I was a Mexican before I was American. Nice. It was never like, I never thought of that way. And it was, and it wasn't until later on when I went to school and they started teaching me these things and I started to believe it, but there's something about it felt wrong. And it's just funny because, like, you know, a black guy from the UK calls himself a British guy, you know,
right.
What I mean? He calls himself English, you know.
Really?
A white guy
but
from Brazil calls himself Brazilian.
Brazilians I don't know as much about because they are very diverse. I hate that word. But the blacks...
But I mean, they
blacks
identify
in,
more with that. First.
But the blacks yeah. in England, aren't they a problem in England? Aren't they identifying with the blackness in England?
Well, I think they are so more so now than they used to. I think it was
they
less
assimilated
like
better.
That before.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can
believe
that.
Because, you know, and then, you know, even the way they talk, I mean, you hear more of that British accent, that English accent.
True.
As a dominant thing, and then, but because they're less, it's less about the blackness and more about the Englishness. And that, but that's falling apart because people are believing into all this cultural nonsense. But like, and that's one of the reasons why America, I think, is such a difficult country to maintain, because we've gotten away from the idea of us being Americans first, and then our culture is like, you know, is secondary. Because if I went to Mexico, I'll be a totally alien in Mexico, even
yeah.
though I'm Mexican. Like,
yeah.
I identify more with people in Mississippi than I do with people in Guadalajara.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, it's so preposterous.
I think
it's
that
brainwashing.
Nations used to be peoples. Peoples used to be races. So the races used to make up the different nations, and now they want this diverse stuff. The kingdom of heaven is in spiritually. The kingdom of heaven is made up of the few of all the different races, and the kingdom of hell or the world of hell is made up of the many of all the different races. And I think America and all these diverse societies have pushed hell, pretending like they're pushing heaven.
Yeah.
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 I also think that it's not been taught, and it's never been taught to me, what it means to be an American, but also, which is, in my opinion, understanding that it's just a representation of God. It's the Holy Land. But like understanding what that means and what it means to be a child of God, or what it means to understand what Christianity is. But it's not taught. The only thing that's taught oftentimes is what's in the schools about race or about history, about war, about all these things, but not our true spirit, our true nature. So I think people just don't know what it means to be an American, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it represents, the United States actually represents a lot more of what the kind of Christian idea of freedom means than any other country, in that all are welcome to it. It's kind of like, it's like you can be something, or you could be nothing, or you could, you know, you could make your way, and there's nothing... You kind of live and die,
you are your world. You make your own.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I mean to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
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 People miss out on the opportunities in front of them because they're blind and angry and lazy and trifling.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Alex in Tennessee. Nice to hear from you, man. Call me again.
All right. We'll see you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, nice.
Rick in Hampton, Virginia is on the line. Rick, thanks for calling. You're live with Joel Friday here and Krishan the Don.
Yes, my brothers, Krishan the Don, Joel, And James, man, I would like to comment on. Dang, who was that called? He was talking about. I think it was. I don't know.
Stay close to your phone. You're coming in quiet.
Okay, can y'all hear me now? What about now?
That might be better. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, he was talking about systemic racism. You know, like, it kills me when I hear blacks talk about that. Because they elect the politicians, they vote 95% Democrat. They vote these politicians in and let them have a career. So if they're not satisfied with the laws, why don't they vote them out?
Say that again.
They buy the lies that it's the like Republicans all the time. Like, for the border bill, they lied that the Republicans were holding it down because they just don't care about it, and that's not true. It was a bill that had nothing to do with the border.
Yeah.
So they lied it. They lied to their constituency, the black voters, and the liberals, and they brainwashed them into believing the lies. It's as simple as that. It's not really that complicated, I don't think.
I know it's not, it's just that it's like the liberals control the media. They the worst thing that why blacks stay uninformed, in my opinion, you have your black and white politicians, then you have urban radio, and then you have your black organizations in the public school system. So they keep a lot of blacks dumbed down.
Yeah,
and they don't research anything. And then even like with COVID, they always ask which states were the best states, the blue states or the red states. I can tell you hands down, the red states. You still was able to make money, still was able to enjoy yourself, and life never stopped.
What's
and
up? Right.
You know,
yeah.
What's oh god?
Yeah. They also you said that they blacks don't research anything, or people don't liberals don't research anything, but they research the wrong things. They get their focus
right.
is wrong.
I think the
conservatives fall for that too. We start focusing on the wrong things.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I want.
I think we do it because we get angry.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I don't even know if I want to like even go with the. And I understand to some extent propaganda like is confusing to people, and then it's hard to like get away from that kind of stuff, especially if you're raised on that. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like when you're suffering for a certain amount of time as an adult, it's you have the opportunity to say, like, I'm done with this and, like, try to find your way back to God or try to find a better way. So it's hard for me to have sympathy for anybody past 18 who yeah. decides to still believe the propaganda and believe the indoctrination when your life is a reflection of it's not working.
Yeah.
So
right, right. It's like when it comes
totally
down to it.
They're Joel. Totally agree with that. And
what were you just saying, Krishan, the Don?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was just saying that. Yeah, when you come down, when it comes down to it, it's just people who are too lazy or afraid to take a chance or whatever, and they're looking for somebody to blame on why their life sucks.
Right.
And
right.
They don't want to just say it's cause of me.
Right.
That's why my life sucks. They're like, well, if I just vote for the next president, he's gonna make it all better. A lot of conservatives are doing that with Trump right now.
Yeah. True.
Oh, I'm just going to wait till Trump wins in 2024 and then,
That's why I like JLP's message of just pray, forgive, responsibility, and freedom. Then you're freed up and you can see again to the opportunities to make your own way, regardless of what's going on.
I agree with that. Definitely agree with that too, Jay, because it's more opportunity out here for anybody.
Right.
It's just like,
it's wild.
You know,
it's actually kind of shameful.
Yeah.
It just creates about just doing like Walter Williams used to say, Professor Walter Williams, God rest his soul. He's like, say, find a way to serve your neighbor, find something that's a demand, and go into business.
Make yourself useful.
And,
Thomas,
absolutely.
Who's the guy up from slavery?
Thomas Sowell.
No, the guy who made Up from Slavery, he's way back. Booker T. Washington told people to make themselves useful. And
he's
then you'll always have
favorite
work.
When it comes to black history, he's one of my favorite favorite people because he was about the whole being of a man spiritually and getting him to build his own community and everything,
It's great to hear from you, Rick, man. I gotta keep it moving.
Likewise. Oh, okay, keep it moving. I love you guys. Y'all have a great weekend, my brothers.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate
all
it.
Thank you, Rick. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. All right, Chris Sean, be good.
Nice.
You too, sir.
Oh, he got me with the click. Maze from the sundown town of Dayton, Ohio. You're live with Krishan the Don and Joel Friday
hey,
TV.
Maze.
Hello. I have a question for Joelle.
Okay. Hey.
Nice.
Joelle, when you started dancing, what got you interested in dance?
Interested in it?
Yes.
That's the only thing I've known since I came out the womb. That's my earliest memories is of me just always enjoying, liking to dance. I played sports growing up, so it wasn't like what I was pushed into because my family grew up playing sports, but I've always wanted to do it since I was younger.
Oh, I was just wondering. So get to the done and
You had some type of point you were going to make about it, and you thought you could make it, but you couldn't.
I was just wondering why you were dancing. That's all I wanted to know. Here you go.
Maze is funny. America first, says Misty.
It goes like this. When somebody's trying to give you a piece of history, and you have to go back to different things, you're like, how old are you? That's the past. No. Say, like, if you were driving down the road trying to get somewhere, and you lost your phone, and you stopped by this gas station to ask them how to get where you were going, and they would tell you, don't go down that road because there's holes all in the road. How you know? You've been there. You've seen it. So you take it down there, your car going to get messed up. So that's when you're on the road, you and Sean.
But that's not what people are doing, though.
When it comes to black crime,
that's not what people are doing, though. That's when people bring up
the
past.
When it comes to racist, everybody's a racist. But when it comes to the bigotry and this in the history and the things that have been done to black people, even Joel said he's a Creole, but Creoles are black, white, and all kind of people. Yeah. And then when you have people in your family that don't look like you and you treat them like you treat yourself, you don't look down on them or look away from them, or either right. People from other countries, if you learn their language and you learn their skills and the things that they do, you would be learning, not hating them. Y'all want to go right here and say the black people commit more crime. You cannot convince that you're not committing crime because the man was trying to explain to you that was his job and he knows and what he's seen and what he
Maze,
did.
Nobody,
it didn't come down to his age just because he was 79.
Well,
he didn't tell you nothing. Y'all problem is you just don't listen.
No, we were listening to him. I listened to him. I agree with him. The white wars have been very destructive to the whites and to everybody. That's not good.
But that's not.
You always repeating what Jesse say, have white babies. So if it's not about whiteness, what is it about if he always screaming having white babies?
Because white babies made America. The white men made America back in the day, and maybe if we make white babies, it would be a sign of
if you don't have women to make babies with, and you're not thinking about them, how you going to make white babies? You should say, we're not doing it.
Just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord.
When you die, go ask the coroner. When you die, you're going to be the same color as Joel. I don't know if you're going to hell or not.
That's morbid.
But your blood is gone. You are not.
That won't be me. That will be my body.
Yes, it will be you.
No, it's not
you
me.
Better go to,
I am not my body, hopefully.
Somebody that's been in there for 5 days and go and see what they look like. You don't stay out that long.
Maze, answer to these 2 points.
2 days.
Answer to these 2 points. Go ahead, Christian.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Maze. I'm a big fan, by the way.
2 minutes.
I'm a big fan of you, Maze. we acknowledge that white criminals are bad people. Do you do the same thing for black
criminals? All criminals.
This is what's funny. This is what's so funny. It's like you could, liberals in general, they'll do this. They'll talk about Republicans. They'll talk about. Okay, you're a black. You'll talk about white people all day, and then when I say, well, what about black people? All people. It's all people. Why we're specifically talking about black people?
What are you talking about? Do you have any of yours that you want to die? And you probably got black blood in you too.
He does.
James and all of the other ones.
He's Jamaican.
I have colored
blood. You're doing A.
I have Negro.
You like Joel tell you what he part of? We didn't ask.
It doesn't matter. My point is, if I'm half black, I could still acknowledge that the black criminals are horrible people.
Well,
they're ruining our
community.
But you want to ignore it. You want to follow the stop snitching policy. At 75 years old,
y'all won't even indulge and say that.
Why don't you grow up, Maze? You're an old woman. Grow up.
Okay, so Maze,
I don't care.
Maze, listen to this.
We have 1 minute. Go ahead,
really quick. You said that. The reason why people bring up history is because when you know where you're going, you got to know where you're coming from, right? You said that?
You got that right.
Okay, but that's not why black people tend to bring up...
Can you speak Creole?
But listen, that's not why black people tend to bring up race. Black people don't tend to bring up race. Listen.
Like James wearing that white
shirt. Listen real quick. The reason why black people bring up race is because they're just trying to...
You don't know the people and you haven't been around because you've been in the jail.
Listen,
the
reason why black people bring up race is because they're trying to use it as a counter argument against what you know, what you're saying to be true.
Yeah, because
saying white people are the black, saying white people in the past, saying that you got to know where you've been, That's
right.
Saying...
You got to know where you've been and know where you're going. You say you've been dancing since you was little, and you still dancing.
Nice, nice talking with you, Maze. You have a good day. Take care.
Okay, yeah, have a good one, too.
All right. This has been the Hake Report. Mark in Los Angeles said Ronnie mentioned his name. He wanted to respond. William in California says affirmative action has not helped the blacks. And the rest of the callers, I cannot get to you. And the rest of the supers, I'll have to read them later. There are some interesting supers. But this track is, how do you say this? Per Hagstrom. Ode to what could have been. Adios, America. Catch the fallen state after this. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a selection from
I'm really gonna miss
Krishan the Don.
All potentiality.
Nice.
Most of all the days we never got to live, they are so real to me. I guess we must have fooled time.
Isn't this nice? Not make music.
Through to this side of our memories. Time is all we have, but time is left for real. That makes us a little lost here.
So sweet. Is this danceable?
It makes existence.
I wouldn't say danceable, but it's a good, it's a nice vibe. Nice mellow vibe. It's danceable to Krishan.
Yeah. Thank you, Hassan. Hassan said, no ageism. Sounds like that girl who was trying to get Joel.
What a vibe.
Shall we dance?
Offside, and you'll see the afterglow, but I'll be out of sight.
If you dance to this, I'm off. My mic is muted, is it?
No, you're still off.
If you dance to this, you're getting married.
You're getting married.
No baby making, you're getting married with this. It's wholesome.
It sounds so sad. Ode to what could have been. Thanks for the request, Krishan the Don. They could probably barely hear us.
Left his memory.
Come on, Simba. Let's go home. Adios, America. Bye.